My name is Brittany, and today I'm interviewing my mom.
Toyin Biamazi.
So, starting off, tell me a little bit about yourself and when and where you were born.
Oh my, I was born in Wom, a small village in Cameroon, Northwest Province of Bamenda. And Cameroon is located in Central Africa. I have a whole lot of brothers, 7 to be precise, and I was the only daughter. I kind of grew up at the age of 11. I left the house. I went to a boarding school, and I was there until I went to the university. I only came home during short breaks. So I basically grew up with the nuns.
What role did religion play in your life growing up?
Oh, very huge part. Growing up, my parents were very involved in the church. My grandfather used to be a pastor at the church. We would go in this village, we would go on, like on Sunday mornings, my mom and I would go to the church to decorate the church with flowers and other stuff. And then we would have to ring the bell. He had this bell that would alarm the whole village to wake the villagers up. And then an hour after that, we would ring like another warning bell, alerting them it's about time to go to church. And then the final bell, which was at 9 o'clock. Indicating that service was about to start. And then every evening in my household, we all came together as a family to say a prayer, read the scriptures. Sometimes in the mornings we did, but it was always a tradition to do that during before bedtime. And also from the age of 10, I went to a boarding school, and it was a Christian school. There you get up like 5 a.m., you have to go to church. In the evening, you also have to go to church. There was a whole lot of prayer. So my whole life, it was just about God and staying pious.
Do you have any other childhood memories?
Other childhood memories will basically just be my experiences growing up in the boarding school and being so strict. Everything was so time conscious. And that's why for all my years, I really have never been late to anything. Even going to work, I always show up like an hour early and sit in my car because that is the tradition. That's how I was brought up, not to be late. And so that's one of the most important things that is influenced by my childhood memories. And then me spending a lot of time with the nuns and just doing the right thing by God.
What was your first day in the U.S. like?
My first day was kind of tiring. We had traveled. It took like almost 48 hours to get here. And by the time we got here, my cousin who received us had planned a party. There were so many people in the way waiting to receive us. But I was so tired and I had to go to sleep while people just partied. But it was fun getting here. I was just so tired that I can't even remember half of the things that happened because I fell asleep.
What was the hardest thing to adjust to in the U.S.?
Oh, adjusting to just being able to take care of my own self. But back home when I had my kids, you and your brother, I had a lot of help. People would just volunteer to help me for nothing. I didn't need to pay any person, and people would actually just give me their kids to come live with me just to help me out. But when I got here, even to go to a grocery store, I had to be pushing a stroller, a double stroller with the two of you, and even just asking a neighbor to watch you guys for a few minutes while I rushed to the store was a far cry. I would need to pay them, and so that was a huge adjustment for me, coming from a place where they took care of you guys for free. But here, everything I had to pay for, and at that time, we had limited finances. But I thank God for today.
Mm-hmm. How has being a parent changed you? What were you most surprised by?
I think I was most surprised about... I kind of secretly prayed to have twins, and in my mind, I was like, I was always like, God, I just need triplets, so I'm done. But then after, as I continued praying, I changed into twins, and then, I don't know, but when it finally came to it, I was a little shocked, my blood pressure went up, and that's basically it. But I had to make a lot of adjustments. I used to sleep a lot. But after I had you guys, it had to change because you guys never slept together.
Now, I know raising kids is expensive. Can you tell everyone what you do for a living?
Oh, I'm a nurse, thank God. When I came to this country, I had a master's degree, but I came and I started with a CNA, and then I became an LVN. I just kept going, became an RN, and then now I'm actually working on my doctorate degree in nursing. And at the I have worked as I'm a home health nurse. I've worked in the nursing home. I have been an emergency room nurse. I have worked in telemetry, postpartum. I have also done med surg. Right now, I'm trying to acquire my doctorate degree in psychiatry. As of right now, I work for the Department of Health with the County of Los Angeles as an investigator for healthcare. I investigate healthcare complaints in nursing homes. I conduct recertification surveys so that these nursing homes can stay open. And I also write quite a few citations for the state of California regarding noncompliance.
What lessons has working taught you?
Working has definitely taught me that hard work pays off and that it's very important to be a voice to the voiceless, like the residents and the patients who can speak up for themselves. That's where I come in, and I make sure that their needs are met and that they are treated with the same respect and dignity as other people who have voices. And so my work actually has really taught me to be more concerned about other people, to be more caring, and that is one of the reasons why I went into nursing.
When you were younger, what did you imagine your job would be?
Growing up, I always wanted to be a medical doctor, but my dad died so young and my mom was not able to send me to a medical school, and there were other things that just couldn't happen because I had other siblings. And so I went and I acquired a degree in journalism, and then I got another one in literature, English and French literature. But when I came to this country, I actually worked for a short time as I worked for Air France, and then I resigned and went into nursing, and I've been in nursing ever since.
If you could choose any job, what would it be?
Definitely the medical field. Nursing, it is so fulfilling. I didn't get to become a doctor when I wanted to, but I'm eventually going to be a doctor within 2 to 3 years, I would say. Even though I'm not going to be like a medical doctor, I'm going to have a doctorate in nursing practice. I'm still going to be doing the same thing as doctors do. Treating people, diagnosing and treating people just like doctors do. But right now, my goal is to acquire my doctorate degree, and I continue to do what I'm doing now as a healthcare evaluator nurse, looking out for the residents in Los Angeles County.
And finally, what are the jobs held by past generations in our family?
Oh my God, we have a whole lot of teachers. My mom was a teacher. Before I was born, she was teaching. Till when I had you guys, she was still a teacher. And even today, after she retired, she went back to school and became a pastor. My grandfather was a pastor. My maternal grandmother was an elder in the church. I have a whole bunch of elders in the family, and everybody's into Christianity. And we have a lot of principals. One of my elder brothers is actually a principal at a college. I had an uncle who used to be a director at a university. We have lawyers in the family. We have a whole lot of businessmen as well. Let me see. But we have a whole lot of a whole lot of teachers. Just a handful of nurses, but I'm going to be the first one with a doctorate degree in nursing. We have other family members who have doctorate degrees but not in nursing. So I'm so excited to be the pace setter of this family as far as nursing is concerned. And we don't have a medical doctor yet, but we have a whole lot of nurse practitioners and nurses in general. Then we have maybe like a handful of pastors also. architectures and others, engineers. We have quite a few. We also have, you know, Uncle Amwa, who does the chairs with tires and stuff. Mm-hmm. We have a whole lot of entrepreneurs in the family, which is a blessing. Thank you.
I want to thank my mom for sitting down with me and answering these questions, and thank all of you guys for listening.
You're welcome. Thank you.